This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
12:32 p.m. on Wednesday, the 9th of June. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about, among other things, cashless government payments by the year 2022. Do you too think it's a bit of a rush? Get in touch with us and let us know. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. But for now, we've got news about a special grant for micro SMEs.
Right. Okay, so the government will begin, what they're going to do is they're planning to disperse 1.5 billion ringgit under a third Prihatin Special Grant or GKP 3.0 to nearly 1 million micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, in stages from tomorrow, right?
Yes.
So this is Finance Minister, oh, he's talking a lot. Finance Minister Tunku Dato' Sri Zafrul Abdul Aziz said eligible MSMEs receive a payment of 1,000 ringgit from June 10 in stages involving financial implications of almost 1 billion. An additional payment of 500 ringgit involving allocation of almost 500 million will be paid on July. And this brings the total payment of GKP 3.0 to 1.5 billion.
Yeah, so Tunku Zafrul also added that the payment would be credited directly to the bank account registered in the GKP system, and the approval status can be checked from June 8th, which was yesterday, and they can do that at this link. I'm just going to repeat it twice. That's gkp.hasil.gov.my. That's gkp.hasil.gov.my. And in total, the government has channeled a total of more than 5 billion ringgit to nearly 1 million micro SMEs under the GKP proper since the pandemic hit Malaysia.
Right. So I guess if you go online, you'll see how and how you qualify, right?
Yes.
So under the Pemekasa package that was announced on March 17 this year, the government decided to grant GKP 3.0 1,000 ringgit to more than 1 million micro traders to ensure the viability of the business, especially managing their cash flow. The government announced similar commitments under Pemekasa Plus on May 31st, 2021, where an additional amount of 500 ringgit will be made, increasing the total payment to 1,500 for each MSME. And I guess it's not much, right?
Yes.
But at least it's something. And that's where you need to go online.
Yes.
Right? Because there's volumes of people who want to apply for this. So can you imagine you want to go and meet people and you can't because there is, you know, it's difficult with the pandemic and all that. And that's the reason why. And I guess it's better than nothing.
Yes,
right?
It is. Yeah. Mm. The thing is, you can already check, like I said, like we mentioned earlier, for starting June 8th, you can check online what the status is. But of course, you know, you've heard the PSAs happening on the station. There are so many grants and assistance available under the Pemekasa, Pemekasa Plus. This is under the Prihatin package as well. Just go online and go and look and, you know, ask around, because a whole bunch of people have actually benefited from this. We understand that some have had issues as well. They've encountered red tape, or if they've worked with the banks, they've also encountered issues. But just go online and see what you're eligible for.
Right. And I'm not too sure myself, right, as in micro SMEs, are they registered businesses?
Oh, so that is
another... I'm just wondering. And they should be, right? Because I think a lot of businesses are not registered, right? So that's one thing. And maybe that's a requirement, you know, if someone knows about it. And of course, if anyone has actually benefited from this in any way, from, you know, just let us know. And let us know your thoughts and what was the process like. Was it easy to get hold of the money? If anyone here listening in, right? And you have to be a registered business at least.
Yes. So the number to reach us at is 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also get in on the conversation on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. When we come back, we've got another quick story about how the MPC is asking digital economy businesses to voice their regulatory concerns. Why do they need you to do that, and how will they be handling your concerns? Well, all that and more will be answered after Alanis Morissette with Hand in My Pocket. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.